Hi and welcome to The Geek Stories. My name is Nick Hodge. In this episode of The Geek Stories, I interview Cameron Riley, the founder of The Podcast Network, www.thepodcastnetwork.com.
What's your geek story? You were actually wearing the geek shirt, which you've bought in Paris, knowing you.
No, this was given to me by Melbourne boy Jeremy Haig, who runs Skylook and Callburner, the applications that I use to record Skype calls with now. So they, if you look on the back.
Very sexy. So what's the geekiest thing you've done in the last week?
Bought a MacBook Pro.
And what was the most difficult thing to get used to on your MacBook Pro?
Installing software. No. Actually, no, the thing that took me the longest to figure out was the fact that the menu bar isn't attached to the application window, that it just sort of morphs up the top. And I was in Skype trying to find the option settings in Skype to turn some shit off, and I couldn't find them. I'm like, there's no menu in Skype. Oh, no, it's broken. I'm right-clicking. Once I figured out how you turn on the tap on the top. Anyway, yeah, finally figured out that it's very, very different to Windows.
And why are you a Napoleon geek?
About 20 years ago, I read a biography on Napoleon, and I was just fascinated by the story. First of all, fascinated by the fact that I'd never heard that story before. You know, I had this impression that he was just this little dictator guy and was sort of like a quasi-Hitler figure from the 18th century. But when I read the story, it's this amazing story of this guy that was just an amazing visionary and leader and was trying to drag Europe out of the sort of feudal period. And he was this incredible self-made visionary guy who for 20 years fought off the combined forces of the allied monarchs of Europe to try and save the revolution in France, and finally got defeated. And he's one of the most complex individuals in history, a man of incredible vision and talent. It wasn't perfect, was certainly flawed. But since then, I've read hundreds and hundreds of books about Napoleon, and he's a never-ending source of fascination and inspiration for me as a human being. This is a guy who worked 20 – he would only sleep 3 hours at a time. He would take these cat naps and basically worked round the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And basically ruled Europe, came from very humble beginnings, and within a few years was ruling all of Europe, had him all at his feet. So tremendous story of a guy who changed the world in his lifetime.
And your co-host on your Napoleon podcast is?
J. David Markham. He's the vice president of the International Napoleonic Society and a very respected Napoleonic historian and author, written many books about Napoleon. He was a history teacher by profession, background, but yeah, very, very well-respected Napoleonic historian.
And he taught history at school, I believe, until he recently retired?
Yeah. He was a history teacher, basically, for his entire life, and he retired a few months ago, and now we're trying to help him create an income out of podcasting.
So this is on the podcast network. What's the audience of something like you would think is reasonably obscure, something like Napoleon?
We get about 28,000 listeners a month to our Napoleon show at the moment.
And as a history teacher, he would not have spoken to that many people in his life, would he?
Yeah, we worked out that a typical teacher probably, let's say you've got 100 students, let's say you've got a couple of hundred students and you teach for 30 years, you're reaching thousands of people over the course of your entire career. Yet in a month now, we have close to 30,000 people come in and listen to us teach them for usually 2 hours. Each episode usually goes for about 90 to 120 minutes. We teach them about, 18th, 19th century European history, 30,000 people a month. It's amazing to me that I'm reaching that many people in a short, as a history teacher, something that I never thought I would be.
And the final question on Napoleon is, what have you learnt and what do you do in your daily life that you've learnt from Napoleon?
Good question. I have this thing on my wall. This is WWNBD. What would Napoleon Bonaparte do? Whenever I get into a serious situation, business or personal, and I find that my plans haven't worked out or I've got an opportunity, I think, what would Napoleon do? Napoleon was very well known for being a great military strategist, and he would move fast on opportunities. He understood how to take the forces of his enemies and use them against themselves. And he was also indefatigable. I mean, literally would work around the clock. And whenever he had a setback, it would redouble his efforts. He would work harder and smarter and faster and regroup. And, even after he lost the entire empire in 1814 and finally the combined forces of Europe and England brought him to his knees and he had to abdicate the throne, and they sent him to this little island of Elba, which is kind of just off Italy, near Corsica, where he was originally born. They basically exiled him to this little island. So you could imagine, at the age of sort of 45, having been the Emperor of France and controlling all of Europe, to be reduced to sent to exile to this little island, you could, curl up in a little bundle and drink a bottle of scotch and feel sad. He didn't. He lands and he starts reorganizing Elba. So he reorganizes their economy, their taxation system, their industry, their legal system. He's just running around this massive ball of energy for 10 months. The guy just didn't stop. He everywhere he went, he just thought, how can I make things better? That was his whole approach. What can I do to make things better for people? Which isn't the kind of perspective that most of us have on Napoleon. But when you read a few books about him, you realize that that's really the kind of guy he was. Not perfect, but helps me when I get in a sticky situation. Instead of feeling sorry for myself, I say, what can I do to make things better? What could I do if I worked harder or smarter? Thank you.